Welcome to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's Word. I'm your host, Jennifer Elwood. And we are in chapter 23 of Counting Up to Christmas, 24 gifts from the Gospel of Luke. And today we will receive the gift of Jesus's obedience. So if you haven't yet, and I'm rooting you on because I know this is hard, to read Luke 23, but we can do it. Go ahead and read it and come back and let's contemplate this verse together. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Luke 23:46, ESV. Today is the heaviest day in all of Scripture. Jesus' obedience, the gift we open on the eve of Christmas Eve, is a wooden cross wrapped in a bow of crimson blood. It would be a disservice to gloss over the crucifixion, even as we wonder at Mary and Joseph's imminent arrival in Bethlehem and the subsequent birth of Jesus. To celebrate baby Jesus also celebrates the man to come. The Son of Man lived out Good Friday in the most brutally heart-wrenching, loving, God-ordained event experienced by mankind. Though challenging, it is a gift worth opening today. Let's think back to the lesson from Luke 1. When we open the gift of prayer, we witness the multitude of people at the temple praying. Fast forward through 33 years, God fully answered their prayers, and the Savior is here. But most of the people are completely blind to it. Perhaps some of the people who previously marveled at a mute Zechariah are there. But now, they are not praying. Their prayers weren't answered the way they expected, so their words became bitter accusations. Shouting replaced prayer. Can you imagine the cacophony of angry, bitter men accusing Jesus? Their abusive words soon turned into blows, both physical and emotional. And then Jesus, opening today's gift for us, sacrificed himself. The perfect, unblemished lamb died unfairly for every sin ever committed, past, present, and future. We should acknowledge his crucifixion with tears of sorrow and deep gratitude. If he hadn't gone through with the cross, every single sin would send us straight into forever darkness. Jesus's obedience to die gave us life, just for the cost of simple belief in him. What a gracious gift we have in these words of scripture today. As we prepare to kneel before the manger made from a tree, if it was made from a tree anyway, to marvel at the birth of Jesus, let's remember this. Our true calling to obedience is to pull two shards from our Savior's first crib and cross them one over another. Let's deny ourselves, pick up our crosses, and follow the example of Jesus's perfect obedience. And here is our prayer for today. Lord Jesus, we praise your example of true, unwavering obedience to God the Father. Please help us experience joy and peace today in the midst of the sorrowful remembrance at the cross. Please illuminate people in our path who need to know how much they are loved by the Savior of the world, the God baby who grew into the God man for this very moment. In the precious name of your Son, amen. Highly recommend checking out the worship selection today. If you haven't done it yet, this is the day to do it because this song is amazing. It's actually called This Is War. And anyway, I'll just read the description of it. I think it's pretty good. The obedience that led Jesus to the cross enabled him, with the full authority of the Father, to declare war on death. Let's worship with an unusual Christmas song that is absolutely perfect. And friends, it is perfect. So here is your Christmas quietude prompt. In the quiet today, praise God for the gift we receive through Jesus's obedience, eternal life through faith. So write down, if you're journaling or contemplate in the quiet, any steps of obedience that the Lord lays on your heart.